Couser.
So great. That's such a moment.
That's such Couser luck.
Parker Meadows is just erasing runs. It feels like it's happening every two or three games. He's doing something where you're like,
just
whoa.
Just stay healthy, man.
Yep.
Just stay healthy.
By the way, Gator six. Six.
Oh, we have a magic number now?
We do. Any combination of Detroit wins and Minnesota losses that add up to six. And Detroit clinches a playoff spot. Still work to be done, man. Still work to be done.
Nose to the grindstone.
You know, it can change in a hurry with Minnesota holding the tiebreaker. If Tuesday goes awry, we're back out. So hopefully they stay hot. 248-539-9797. James is in Westland, and he's on 97.1. Hello, James.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I've been watching the Tigers from day one. And, you know, then they had the love. But after they put Javi on IR, and I just like the team. These young guys are energetic, and I never thought they were a horrible team, but their record was, you know, what it was, but they were better than last year. But the enthusiasm, I'm so proud of them. And I couldn't watch these last couple weeks, but you guys, it was like the countdown. We was counting down, and y'all had the optimistic enthusiasm that it could happen, and then just watching it happen, and then to be here right now before the six games. Awesome. Imagine if this is the beginning of stars that's coming into the league, and we got them.
Yeah.
And they just keep getting better.
Yeah.
But they believe, the game, like I said, when they went down to the Little League World Series, just awesome. And then to win that game the way they won it and just to win them kids over, like you said, long-term too, just a belief. And then Parker Meadows, you know, the people that went down, had some problems, corrected them. He runs like a deer in the outfield. Stay healthy. They got a good team. And Sweeney, they're playing ball, man. They playing old school. My grandfather would be so proud. I'm serious.
I know. Look, they've got.
I'm watching Quadrants. You know, I'm listening to Bally's, and they're doing a great job. They're, you know, okay, how they're pitching. You know, are they going to set him up? The car, you know, and just listening to it and just the intricate details. They're the champ. And to think about this weekend. I apologize. I haven't talked to you guys in probably.
No, this is
years.
You're. You quite frankly, excited. You are all over the place, and you're rambling, and it's and it's beautiful.
Yeah, but think about this weekend. We could clinch a playoff berth, and then Monday night's going to be the Lions.
I know. And then Tuesday would be a Tiger playoff game.
Yeah, and then we got the Red Wings about to come with Raymond. I'm telling you. This right here could be some fun. Michigan beat USC, ran down their throat.
James is on a roll.
This is great.
It's unbelievable.
This is great.
It's been great. Hey,
I've been waiting to call. I'll wait an hour or two. I don't care. Man, you guys have been, it's been the countdown.
James, you've said a lot there, and some of it actually is connected to one another. Most of it was sort of random sentences about how great everything is, but
pure authentic frontier gibberish.
It kind of was,
but it works.
Inspired by what our teams are doing. 248-539-9797.
The Tigers are like 33-12 or something like that since Parker Meadows has come back. Since he came back in July, on the 5th of July. They went 3-0 when he came back, and then he got hurt again, missed almost a month, and they've been on this tear since.
I wish I'd written down the Bally stat. The Tigers are like 20 games over when they have a TV contract and,
right.
and 10 games under when they didn't have a TV contract. Let's go to Frank and Highlander next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Frank.
I'm originally from Boston. I lived there for 65 years, so I'm a Red Sox fan. But now that I'm over here, I am really excited about the Tigers. I'll tell you, they are a young, hungry ball club. You know, I hear you talk about valuable people. The one that I consider valuable to the Tigers is Chris Vetta. He's done a masterful job at that pitching staff.
Yep. He sure has. He's been unbelievable. He's been fantastic.
He has.
Because, I mean, there's no greater sign than you look at some of these guys and what their ERAs were in the minors, and they were terrible. And then they get to Detroit, and they're getting outs.
Unbelievable.
I hope it's not unbelievable. I hope it's a direct reflection of how this organization is grooming young pitchers.
That's it. I hope that, you know, despite not having eye-popping numbers in the minors, I hope that the reason for that is that they're asking them to do certain things. And once they buy into it, you're going to do this. Don't worry about the numbers. The numbers will come as soon as, you know, we'll fine-tune that stuff. And then they get to the pros, and that's where it gets fine-tuned, because you got a different type of instruction altogether. We're going to call the game a different way. You know, you proved that you can throw strikes, but now we're going to work on command. It's not just being able to control. You got to command.
Hey, I hope they keep it up. They got a good outlook, one game at a time. Forget about looking to the White Sox series.
No, they got to worry about Tampa tomorrow. Bay. Yeah.
I hear you, Frank.
We're all on board.
Thank you for taking my call.
It's our pleasure, sure. Boston Frank.
I'm not sure he's from Boston.
You know what's funny about that is I saw something on social media where somebody was just retweeting all these other fan bases. I clicked on For You on X, which is always a dangerous thing, on Twitter, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had taken to the task of retweeting other fan bases ranting about the Tigers. And people from our team sucks. Why can't we be like Detroit? I'm just going to root for Detroit from here on out.
Wow.
We have that team. And you know what? It must be so much fun for these young kids to sort of be facing the reality that this could be the start of a wild ride. You hope it is. They need help. Now, let's be clear. You want to bring in some veterans, right? You want to bring in some people that have been there, done that, and can help you navigate the challenges of being a contending baseball team. But that's next year's issue. That's this offseason's issue. Right now, there's just a lot to love.
An awful lot.
248-539-9797. Greg is in Westland and next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Greg.
How you doing, guys? My head just stopped spinning from listening to James. But he did hit on a few things, kind of stole my thunder. With Trey Sweeney at shortstop, boy, we're finally getting contact out of that position.
Yep.
You know, with Baez, you know, it really got annoying watching him swing at balls a foot out of the strike zone. And I think he really solidified and really made a difference at that position for us.
Well, it's been twofold. Not only is he hitting more consistently than Javi Baez, but his fielding has been way more consistent. You know, it was Baez's calling card was he was a slick fielder at short. Well, it's kind of slipped a little bit the last couple seasons, and that's not the case. I mean, Trey Sweeney comes in, and he's done a great job.
What do you think they'll do with Baez? Will they keep him, or will they buy him out?
I'm starting to think that they got to buy him out, try and find some sort of solution and say, all right, we will pay you this much. Will you go away?
I think if they're going to buy him out, they'll buy him out at some point next year if he just shows that nothing's changed. I mean, he's recovering from surgery on his hip, and it depends what happens there. I mean, if he comes back from hip surgery and all of a sudden, hey, that was the issue. His hip was a problem. It was overcompensating, and then he just couldn't control himself in the strike. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a stretch to think that he's going to be a contributing factor to this team in the future, but I wouldn't expect him to buy him out in this offseason when, you know, he's recovering.
Do you think the hip was a problem last year? Because he really had an off year last year, too.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I sure as hell hope so.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It's again, I don't even want to have Javi Baez discussion to bring us down. What's going on has been so much fun. But
Trey Sweeney is at 247 with a 720 OPS. His WAR, for what it's worth, you know, I hate the stat, but it is what it is worth, 0.9, and he's only played 31 games.